To spend a little bit of time this morning with Cheryl Ernst. She is in from Bartlesville Workforce Center, and we'll tell you where that is and what it is. But first of all, Cheryl, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We got a lot of important things to talk about, like jobs and improving job skills and a few things like that. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And for those that are not familiar with Workforce, you are a division of the Employment Security Commission, so a state agency, and I'm sure you get some grant help even from probably on the federal level as well. And there is a job fair roughly a month from now coming up on the 21st, I believe.
Correct, yeah. At Tri-County Tech.
Okay, and that's been going on now for the last, I'm not sure how many, but I'll say at least 4 or 5 years that I remember. And we want to get people, first of all, to know about it, but also to have resumes prepared and be able to go out and market themselves to some people who hopefully will need people. The employment rate for Washington County is held relatively steady within a narrow range for several years, which is a good thing, but that also means that people are out there still looking for jobs.
Yeah, the unemployment rate in Washington County has been holding steady right at 5% or a little bit under. Same for Osage and Nowata County. Both of them are at like 4.6, 4.8. But what that means is that there's not as many job openings for people that are looking in a very specific field or specific industry, and mm-hmm. so they're having to travel to Tulsa to find some of the openings that match with their career path.
In one sense, that's good. It shows the economy is keeping people near a full employment level. That is also means that the competition for jobs is a little tougher. So yeah, right, there's kind of a two edges on that thing. We've got some tips today for folks as far as just at the job fair, and in one sense it's common sense, but sometimes we need to remind people just how to prepare for a job fair.
We try to make sure that people are prepared whenever they come to our job fair, that we want them to know that they don't have to be in a suit and tie, but it is encouraged, but at least business casual mm-hmm. dress, that they need to have minimum 10 to 20 copies of their resume. We usually try and have 30 to 40 employers at the job fair, so it's not unheard of to have 30 copies of your resume. Those are something that you can print off at our office for free, and there's no charge for that. If somebody doesn't have a resume, they can come into our office, and on our state website, okjobmatch.com, they can set up an account, and it will help them build a resume to take with them that day.
I think that's important sometimes, because if you're staring at a blank sheet of paper and trying to, in one sheet or sometimes two, market yourself to somebody that is something that they can remember, there's a lot of pressure to put together right. So you're getting people helped out that way. With the software then, you've got everything you need. Do you get a lot of referrals from the employers that come to the job fair?
We do. We have a lot of positive feedback from the employers. A lot of people say that they were able to find people that they hired, and they're very happy that we have the job fair, and they are continued or returning employers that have come almost all 5 years that we've been doing it, and we have them fill out evaluations at the end of it, and I think the only thing that we've ever had employers say negatively is that they wanted more space. But to us, that's a good thing, because that means that we had so many employers packed in there that they didn't feel like that they had enough space. But Tri-County Tech, we hold it out there because obviously we don't have the facility big enough to hold it. But they set up the tables, they do the tablecloth. And because we're a state agency, we're not profit, and so we only charge employers $50, and that covers the renting of the room and the table and the table costs. But Tri-County Tech even goes a step above that, and they provide lunch for up to two people mm-hmm. at each table, two employers that are working at the job fair.
Now, the job fair coming up on the 21st of September, that's a Friday. Can an employer still sign up? Are there still openings for employers?
Yes, we definitely have plenty more openings for employers. All they have to do is contact our office at 332-4800, and we will make sure that they get all the paperwork, and it's just one form, and that they get signed up and that they get a spot in our job fair too.
I seem to remember in talking with your office in previous years that you kind of offer some help out there as far as mock interview training experience, maybe a better word, giving people the opportunity to go through something that could feel like a job interview before they actually put themselves out there.
A lot of people come into our office and they call us the unemployment office because they think we're a state agency that's all our services are. And we do the groups and the classes that are required for unemployment because we're the reemployment side.
Mm-hmm.
But we have approximately at least 25 computers that when somebody is registered with us, they can use the computers, fax, copier. We'll do mock interviews, help them write custom resumes that are more targeted or skill-based to them. If they need assistance with online applications, we have a resource room specialist. That's all they do is help in the resource room of helping them get to those applications and walking them through them. Basically, anything that is job search related, our office can help with. We're definitely hands-on, and all of it is free because we're a state agency.
Mm-hmm. How about veterans assistance? I know that frequently, I'll say state and federal job applications, there are some, I'll say, preference points for veterans. I don't know how much local employers look at it anymore, but do you kind of help people out with those resources as well?
We do. We have two different veterans representatives. We have one that comes on Wednesdays from Ponca City. He's with Veterans Affairs, and he usually gets here about 10 a.m. and he leaves about 2:30 or 3 o'clock, and he can help with benefits and things like that. But we also have a new veterans representative in our office that if a veteran has additional barriers or disabilities, things that are going to make it harder for that person to find a job,
mm-hmm.
then they may be eligible to have that veterans representative help them in looking for a job and getting assistance one-on-one with him, too.
Now, that's not I'll say, determining a percent of disability that a veteran, that's strictly through the medical side of the VA. You're there for job help, right?
Right. There's two different representatives. The one on Wednesday can help with the percentage of disability medical side.
Okay.
And the one that is there full time would be on the job side.
Okay. I wasn't sure that you even handled on the, that's nice to know the Wednesday stuff is there. I believe you have access to some GED courses as well.
We recently met with Bartlesville Public School System, and we have set up that starting in mid-September, we're going to do GED classes on site in our classroom on Mondays and Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. for people.
Okay. Is there a fee for that?
To my knowledge, I've been told that I don't think there is going to be a fee for that.
Okay. Well, that's encouraging. I want to be sure that we mention the sponsors for your health care, because I think it's those sponsors that underwrite the expense of getting things set up with Tri-County and make sure that people can come and get connected with employers. And many of these sponsoring organizations probably are going to be there at the job fair.
There's a lot of companies actually that are going to be at the job fair. We're trying really hard to have a diverse group. We have a lot of companies that come in and say that they think it's just going to be healthcare related or industrial or warehouse related.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to know that there's going to be all different types of industries out there. so that everybody that attends will find at least one or two employers that match with what they're looking for. Some of the companies that we already have signed up are Visiting Angels, Heritage Villa, DSR, Department of Corrections, Arvest Bank, both of the large casinos, Osage and Cherokee, they always participate mm-hmm. in our job fair. We have Acme Foundry, Macy's, Walmart DC. Star Pipe is one of them that is definitely growing in the South Coffeyville area for like foundries and stuff like that too.
Mm-hmm.
We're also starting to see an increase in staffing and temp agencies and contract companies in this area. A lot more employers are starting to utilize those companies instead of hiring people directly.
Okay.
They start out through the staffing agencies. Mm-hmm. So there'll be several of the staffing agencies there that are hiring right now for the local companies in Bartlesville.
Well, staffing agencies can really help out an employer a lot, and also they get to know the person looking for a job, so they can kind of make a good match for the two. These are you came in with these qualifications. We've got this job over here from Company Y, and you align up with those qualifications pretty well. Let's get you two together, right?
Correct.
Yeah. This is something that I think is going to be certainly a lot of benefit for the community. Again, it's coming up on Friday, the 21st of September at Tri-County Tech. And so it's something that people can benefit from quite a bit. Is there, so you mentioned about 10 to 20 copies of resume. I want to make sure that we hit the important points here. What else do people need to know about either your agency or about the job fair coming up that we can cover for you this morning?
Just that we've had a really good success rate in the last 5 years. That's why we keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been averaging 250 to 300 people that come through. Some of those are some of the students from Tri-County Tech that will pop in because we are located at that facility. But 200 to 300 in a 4-hour span is usually pretty good. I mean, there's not usually a lot of quiet time during that 4-hour period. Yeah.
That would make it pretty good. Yeah, whether and sometimes I'm guessing the students from Tri-County Tech may just see a sign a day or two before the event and pull together some resumes and show up and say, here I am. What can I do for you and what can you do for me? So,
and it's good practice for them
mm-hmm.
as students to, and there's a lot of adult students out there too, to have that practicing and to meet with these employers because they're in the specific industries like healthcare and stuff that they're going to class for, and they're making those contacts already, which is helping with the employers too, because the employers are able to say, hey, when you finish with this certification, come see us.
That'd be a great deal. So again, the event coming up on Friday, the 21st of September at Tri-County Tech. If you'd like to find out more, stop by the Workforce Center. You're located on Washington Boulevard.
Yes, we are on Highway 75 going north, right past Tuxedo. There's an Arby's on the right-hand side. If you turn into the parking lot of Arby's, we set right back behind it.
Okay, in the former Sears Maintenance Center there.
Correct.
If we go back to an old landmark, sometimes
yes.
people will know where it's at.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Cheryl. I appreciate your time, and I hope you get a great turnout. We'll try to talk to you again between now and then.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. That's our first community connection. We'll talk County Fair coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Here's a market update from the Ron Studios at the Oklahoma.